Good morning. May 5th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's scan includes a planned 200-bed treatment center in Sacramento and new national attention on contaminated drug supply and a deadly opioid class called orphenes. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news, the Sacramento Business Journal reports that WellSpace is advancing a 200-bed drug and alcohol treatment center on Stockton Boulevard in Sacramento, with a target opening in 2028. In Oklahoma, Filter reports that the state Senate has advanced a research-focused ibogaine measure. That is one to watch because it keeps the focus on research rather than immediate, broader access. The New York Times also reports from Knoxville, Tennessee, on a medical examiner tracking an elusive killer tied to drugs called cyclorphine. Related coverage from the Times explains what to know about orphenes, described as a new class of deadly opioids. On the national public health side, Talking Drugs highlights a campaign to raise awareness of drug supply contamination. Taken together, those two items point to how quickly unfamiliar substances can complicate overdose response and public messaging. In the Social Pulse, one lived experience post on Blue Sky describes a former addict who was spending $80 a week on gas station kratom pills, felt addicted, and then went to a doctor for help, including medication to regulate blood pressure. A couple of innovation-focused posts stood out as well. One post on X argues that the evidence suggests supervised consumption sites provide sterile equipment, overdose reversal, and linkage to medical care for addiction, with little evidence of major direct harms such as increases in surrounding problems. Another post describes a more enforcement and surveillance-oriented strategy, including AI screening of cargo at ports for fentanyl, national wastewater testing to detect drug use in real time, and the designation of 8 cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Shifting from innovation posts to broader public argument around harm reduction, one post on X supports safe consumption sites supervised by nurses, saying they help with safe needle disposal, prevent needle sharing and overdoses, and can serve as a gateway to treatment. A contrasting post presents opposition messaging, arguing that addressing root causes while also allowing open drug use has failed in places including Toronto, San Francisco, and Portland, and pointing to a reported rise in overdoses in Toronto. This kind of split messaging is worth tracking because it shapes how local proposals may be received long before any formal policy debate. From Kansas City, Missouri, a city newsletter says the city has adopted a new community health plan. In research, one study looked at barriers to supporting recovery housing residents who are on medication for opioid use disorder. The focus was on both attitudes and practical capacity, which could matter for housing programs trying to expand medication access without losing placement options. Another study examined opioid overdose preparedness among college students in the southwestern United States, focusing on whether students were ready, willing, and able to respond. Another study, published in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine, looked at increasing naloxone distribution to opioid overdose patients in the emergency department after an enhancement to a best practice advisory. That kind of workflow change may be especially useful for hospitals trying to improve take-home naloxone distribution at discharge.
On funding, one current opportunity comes from the Bureau of Justice Assistance. It is the BJA Fiscal Year 2025 Comprehensive Opioid, Stimulant, and Substance Use Program, or COSUP, Investigations, Training, and Technical Assistance Opportunity. The deadline is May 8, 2026, so that one is coming up soon. Also current, the Smart Family Fund is offering Angel Philanthropy first-time grants, with awards ranging from $25,000 to $100,000. The deadline is listed as open pitch. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And finally, in activism, the National Alliance to End Homelessness is inviting people to register for a budget advocacy webinar on federal homelessness funding. Students for Sensible Drug Policy is also taking applications to become an SSDP ambassador and join orientation. If either of those fits your work, this is a good day to get registration or applications in motion. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.